Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat B'Shalach, we have 14 psukim. This Aliyah and this Parsha begin immediately after Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. Hashem does not allow Bnei Yisrael to take a direct route to Eretz Kanaan. Hashem was afraid, so to speak, that if Bnei Yisrael faced any opposition, any wars, any battles, they would want to go back to Mitzrayim. Rather, they take a circuitous route. There's a cloud leading them by day, fire leading them by night. The Mitzrim are opposed to this. It appears to them that Bnei Yisrael lost their way, and the Mitzrim come and corner Bnei Yisrael. In the beginning of our parsha, we hear in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin the first words, Vayehi b'shalach paro et ha'am, and it was when Paro sent Bnei Yisrael, etc. And this part of Yetzias Mitzrayim begins with the word Vayehi. And the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, tells us that whenever you see the term Vayehi in Tanakh, it indicates pain, as if not to say Vayehi, but Vayehi. It's a source of woe. That is a source of woe. Now, that same Gemara later brings the opinion of Rav Ashi, who disagrees. But according to this first opinion, Vayehi always indicates a certain type of negativity. And if so, according to that opinion, we have to ask the following question. What is so negative about Paro sending out Bnei Yisrael, B'shalach Paro et ha'am? What's so bad? Isn't that a source of great simcha? This question was asked by the Shemen HaTov, Rabbi Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita. He asks it in the first volume of Shemen HaTov on this parsha, and he gives the following beautiful answer. The Shemen HaTov says that the sorrow in the beginning of our parsha, the Vayehi in the beginning of our parsha, is exactly that. Bishalach paro et ha'am. It was not good that Bnei Yisrael perceived their exodus from Egypt as Bishalach paro et ha'am, as though Paro sent them out. It seemed to them that Paro, out of the goodness of his heart, he sent Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And that truly was a cause of Vayehi. It was a cause of distress and worry. It was critically important to Hashem that Bnei Yisrael realize that it was Hashem who took them out of Mitzrayim, that Paro was not happily sending them out. Because if Bnei Yisrael for a moment thought that Paro was Bishalach Paro et Ha'am, that he sent them out, that he was sending them out, then they might have a little feelings of Hakaras HaTov, that they owe him a little, that they were still beholden to him. That was the Vayehi connected with Bishalach Paro et Ha'am, and it could not be. That's exactly what we say in the Haggadah. We say in the Haggadah, Ilu lo hotziya Kadosh Baruch Hu asav oseinu mitzrayim, etc. We say that had Hashem himself not taken us out of Mitzrayim, then you and I and all of Bnei Yisrael throughout history would still be beholden to Paro. We would still owe him. We would still be connected to Mitzrayim. We had to recognize that it was Hashem and not Bishalach Paro et ha'am. And therefore, in our parsha, when Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, Hashem arranged it, as the Torah continues to say in the beginning of our parsha, Hashem arranged it in such a way that Paro would chase after Bnei Yisrael. Paro showed explicitly that he did not want Bnei Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim. Hashem arranged it that Paro chased them all the way to the Yam Suf and had his army drowned there and all of their riches lost there. Hashem, if he wanted, could have arranged Bnei Yisrael to be saved in any number of ways. But Hashem arranged Kriyas Yam Suf and everything that happened there so that Bnei Yisrael would see that Paro chased them. He would see the armies lost. He would see the riches lost. And once they saw this, once they saw that Paro indeed did not send them out, but rather Hashem took them out, so that leads later in our parsha, Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayar Yisrael et hayad hagdola asher asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim, Vayiru ha'am et Hashem, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv Moshe avdo. And that leads, of course, to the very next pasuk, Az Yashir Moshe uv'nei Yisrael. The Shira came only after Kriyas Yam Suf, only after they saw clearly with their own eyes that Paro did not send them out, but it was Hashem who sent them out. It's a really very powerful message that the Shemen HaTov tells us comes from our Parsha, and he applies it to Jewish history in general. For example, we have much Hakaras HaTov to many nations in the world who helped us establish a modern Jewish homeland in Israel. The United Nations, for example, in 1947, and many nations since then, have helped the young state survive and thrive, and we must express our Hakaras HaTov to those nations and to those individuals. But it is also critically important to believe and to remember that it all comes from Hashem. Lev Melachim Biyad Hashem, so to speak, the heart of kings and leaders is in Hashem's hands. Hashem controls the world, and we are ultimately beholden to Him and Him alone. The more we forget that, the more bound we are to other nations and to mortal leaders, and the farther we are from God, God forbid, that means we're farther away from Melech Malchei Hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.